A large, multipurpose development called The Village, located on Bailey Street, will soon be up for debate before council. On May 9, the District of Squamish Council provided feedback on a rezoning application, which would harbor a five-building development potentially consisting of office and residential space, a hybrid theater and a four-story parkade. In the end, council voted 6-0 in favor, as Count Jenna Stoner was absent at the time of voting, to move ahead to consider the first and second reading of the proposal, with the changes suggested included, at a future council meeting. Plenty of feedback was given by all the council members, but some themes stood out, including reintroducing childcare into the space, hybrid theater access and necessity, and parkade use. The previously elected council provided feedback about this proposal in 2021. The proposal from Lavik Scott Architects presented on May 9 consists of rezoning five plots of land at 1331, 1251 and part of 1100 Bailey Street, as well as 38,261 Cleveland Avenue from downtown commercial and rail transportation to a comprehensive development zone. This area includes the current RE, Max office and stretches west down Bailey Street toward the Parkhouse residential building. The proposal is broken into three parts, Lot A, Lot B and Lot C. District planner Carrie Hamilton said Lot A would consist of a five-story commercial office building, a mixed commercial and market rental four-story building, a two-story building and a four-story parkade, which replaces most of the surface parking from an earlier plan. The two-story building fronting Bailey Street is now proposing a hybrid theater space with 190 seats to offer both cinema commercial uses and community event space. The amenity has replaced the previous proposal for a dedicated childcare space, said Carrie. In her comments, Count Lauren Greenlaw requested that childcare be brought back into consideration. If we're going to have a five-story office space, that is a very obvious and easy and thoughtful place to put a daycare, she said. Mayor Armand Herford shared a similar sentiment. I have seen examples in the community where childcare space does happen in available commercial spaces, but I'm having a hard time leaving it to chance, he said. Count Andrew Hamilton asked whether this hybrid theater was too close to the Eagle Eye Theater. Count Eric Anderson similarly questioned whether it was too far for people living in Brackendale to access, recalling when Brennan Park was originally proposed where Save on Foods is now located, but residents said it was too far away. We should be opportunistic, but it's best to have a plan so we can take advantage of these opportunities and see where they best fit, he said. Carrie commented the project hopes to receive a report from Squamish Arts prior to adoption, which will indicate arts and culture needs around the community. Meanwhile, Lot B and Lot C are proposed to provide a variety of residential units. In total, there are 213 residential units proposed, which is slightly down from the 217 proposed in 2021. Lot A proposes 22 residential and 181 commercial parking stalls, which meets the requirement for residential stalls and exceeds the commercial requirement by 14. Lot B proposes 193 residential and visitor stalls, which meets the requirement. Eight commercial stalls are also required with the addition of the commercial space but can be provided for on the Lot A site, said Carrie about the Lot B parking stalls. Lot C proposes 153 residential and visitor parking stalls, which meet the requirement. Herford said he hoped there could be a policy to ensure that the residential parking spots are getting used and, if not, that they could be opened up for additional parking use or other flexible use, including bike storage or the like. Similarly, Anderson remarked that other communities utilize spaces like these as mobility hubs where car share services, bike parking and vehicles can be in one area. Hamilton said he would definitely like to see a significant fraction of the parkade available for public paid parking. Count Chris Pittingle believed the current design to be too car-centric. I see a lot of great opportunity here, but density that's focused on cars and no childcare and so on for me is density done wrong, he said. The proposal also triggers numerous community amenity contributions, which include 22 affordable homeownership units, 22 market rental units, over $300,000 for potential park and multi-use pathway upgrades, and about $1.2 million cash in lieu. "The housing components are really challenging to me as they're currently proposed," said Stoner. "I would love to see consideration of residency requirements for the market rentals. I think that is a step in the right direction." Stoner said the affordable homeownership aspect may be a step beyond what Squamish needs now, but encouraged the developer to look into support from the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation if they still retain an interest in that as part of the plan. "There's such a huge need for non-market rental that I fear that if we tie these units to non-market homeownership, we're not going to be delivering on what our community actually needs," she said. Stoner also commented that the overall density, especially on Lot C, still seemed really heavy, but agreed that it is a good place for density. Lastly, the multi-use pathway is meant to maintain the pedestrian access between Bailey Street and Buckley Avenue, but the plan is to eventually convert it to a road that connects to 3rd Avenue. "We are just contemplating a multi-use pathway and not a full road, but that there would be a timeline associated to that flipping to an actual road design," said Carrie, which she added is still awaiting final drawings and details at this time. Carrie noted that active transportation components will be proposed on the road design. Another public information meeting about the project from the proponent is to be scheduled by the end of May, said Carrie. For more information, view the May 9th committee of the whole meeting at youtube.com/@districtofsquamish.